Goyim are meant to be onshim. The word nega is an onesh. And this is one branch of the different onshim of Negoyim. And the Rashi says he brings the Chazal Surah Lehem, that it was Surah Taiva, Shenegoyim Boyam Alehem, Lefishet Mina Moroyim Atmoyne Shalzov Bekiris Bateim Kolaboyim Shana. The Moroyim used to hide stuff in the walls, Kolaboyim Shana Shalzov Bamidba. The Anega Nuta Sabayis Uboitzo. So the Rashi only brings this half, that it's a Psura Taiva. It's clear from the Psukim themselves that even though there might be an element of Psura Taiva, it certainly is not primarily a Psura Taiva. It's part of a bigger parasha called Negoyim, and Negoyim are bad things, and it's called Negatzeras. Negatzeras is a bad thing, and it's an Einish of some sort. And Chazal say that it's an Einish. Chazal say it's an Einish for Tzoras Ayin. That it says Uba Shaloi Habayis, and the person who makes the house his own thing and doesn't allow it to any other people, doesn't allow Kalim out of the house, he's very possessive about the house. So now when they have a Negatzeras, he has to throw down the walls, and everybody comes and sees. He said he couldn't lend him a kettle. He sees he has a kettle, he couldn't lend him plates, he sees he has plates, and so on and so forth. So Chazal certainly will aimit, and they give a hezba that it is an oynish. And they specified oynish from the psukim. So how could, it's one thing if you have different pshatim as to what type of, for which aver it's an oynish. So we say that Chazal do also, they also different in yonim. So we understand the different forms of ra around some sort of central theme of bias, let's say. But to go min akotza lakotza, it's ke'ilu, it's telling us, one man yama holds it's an oynish, and a pretty chomedic oynish, and one man yama holds it's a psura taiva. That's something that, somehow we have to understand that they are part of one Indian. It can't be a machlokes where the nigger tzaras is something you should be mispalish, should come or shouldn't come. I mean, it can't be such a kotza lakotza. Rashi is also Rashi is lechurit explaining the pasuk. The pasuk is mashmal definitely happened, and therefore he explains that the definitely happened is b'teres psura. But I don't think Rashi means to be might and say that's the only reason for it. Al kapanu eshaloyah, the stira in what nigi bottom is, whether it's a psura toiva to migalde matmanius, or it's a it's a sura that comes from a tzorsayin, needs to be understood. There's a chazal over here. It's dava acha kisavoyel eretz kanan shiva amin hei vatoyim eretz kanan. There are seven umas. Why dafka eretz kanan? It's legia all of eretz Israel, which is interesting because a lot of times the chumash uses the term eretz kanan to cover all of them. Like upon a chazal over here, why would it? So the Gemara's, so the Chazal say that it's a remez that just like by Canaan, Chum was the one who was Mesaris and Canaan was Loka. Af Kan Yisrael Choytivar Tzivis Kalelas. The one thing that's a remez that you can that you the Chet itself affects even a step after the person was Choyte. Rav Lez V'Akim Rabbanan, they say that Canaan was the father of all of them. It's a generic name to include everybody because Canaan is really the father of all of them. And Rabbi Yitzchak ben Deisa says that it's Miramis, just like Eliezer was Canaan and he was Meshamish the Tzaddik, and therefore Yotzim Chalvaro Chalvaroch. So here also, that's the Chazal over here. The Fikoch Moshe Mazis is all as well as Canaan. So Eich Shaloyia, we understand, if you say that Canaan is Avi and the Kulam, the Pasuk is telling you that because it's Eretz Canaan, the Pasuk doesn't say the Eretz Asher Tavoyu to be noichel or to be meirish or whatever it is, it's which is used a lot of times. It's telling me that there's something miyuchid to this inyan which is shayach to Canaan, and it's shayach to the Canaanius of all of them. In other words, Canaan is the type of the Yetzer Hara, bad, whatever it is that this is. Just like, for instance, it says when you come to Israel, you shouldn't do kichol like the Maisik Knainim. The Knainim were shot up in Arayas, certain types of Arayas. We shouldn't do Maisik Knan. So there, it's very clear that it's the Rav Knan that we're told not to imitate. So here also, it's telling us that you're going into Eretz which has a Knani inyan to it, and if it has a Knani inyan to it, there it's something that is it's already not. In other words, the sheirish of the Ra is the fact that it's a Knan, and all the umas that are there are yenik from a certain inyan of Knan, which you're going to have to get rid of. So we're going to understand something about Knan that is going to be the shayrish of this Ra, and so on and so forth. Another Likud, the Chazal say over here that Al Yezaz Yotze Mechlal Oral HaBoruch Ad Eshishim HaShayse Tzadik, that it brings a raya from the Pasuk. It says Uchsiv Vayyemeh Boi Bruch Hashem. You see that a person can go from being a Mekulol and an Eved to being a Baruch, like it says Boi Bruch Hashem. Now the Eliezer was with Avram through thick and thin, through all the Melchamis and through everything like that, and you are and the place where it says Boi Bruch Hashem is almost at the end of Avram Avinu's life. It's a few dozen years that Eliezer is with him, all the way from Loit and so on, it certainly takes a lot more loyalty to stick with somebody through Melchamis than it has to be a Shatchan. It's very nice, like, yes, it went, it was a Shatchan, but we couldn't call it the peak of the Mesiris Nefesh of Eliezer for Avram. I mean, every Melchaman, the Akkad, and everything, he went with him. So what's this singled out? When did it say Boi Bruch Hashem? When was the Torah Kriveya that he was Yotza Michlal Or L'Chal Baruch is Akkas Mais Teshidach? It's hard to say that this is the most astounding Mesiris Nefesh of everything. And Yerubay Yorik as Chanichov, and they were going to do battle with the four Melchamim, they were much stronger than them. That wasn't big enough, that wasn't good enough. There's a certain key to the haficha of from being an Or to being a Baruch in this union over here, and dafka in the Maisa de Shidduch is where you have the this union over here. So let's talk a little about let's try and understand the sheirish of this union of Eliezer and Knan and Sarasayin and so on. The sheirish of the Bria was a maisa of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mated with the world. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the first sheirish that we can be over the Bria. An act of sharing existence with others. That's as far as our tefisa and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisa is. A maisa of hatava lu'umaseh and la'umaseh, but behemshech lazeh, Avram Avinu, who's the sheirish of Klal Yisrael, is the sheirish of Klal Yisrael lies in chesed, that the midah of chesed should be the first midah. I want to explain a very important, a subtle likuda, and why that's the first midah. Pashtus, doing good things for other people is a very nice thing. That's it's hard to be chaylik. Everybody holds like that. Almost everybody believes that doing chassadim is a good thing. You don't have to be Jewish, you don't have to be religious, you don't have to be anything. Chassad is a wonderful thing. But it's a much, Avraham Avinu's, there were frum people before Avraham Avinu. I want to say frum people, say, Oyvdei Hashem, Shem and Aver and Noach, etc., etc. Every single person, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the yachd himself to good people. Every person who is Oved Hashem, Mis'ala, and becomes Ruchnius is Dovak HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the nature of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not, that's not the Inyan itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misdavik to Avram. Avram became to the world parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and Avram recreated the world because of Mana Sheyitzav Esbanav Esbeis Achrov. Within the meter of being native to somebody else, in other words, that the Toiv is native, that's a Miyuchadik Nekuda of Avram Avinu. A person can say to himself, listen, I know that being Ruchniyistik, that sitting and learning and working on yourself and all the good midas make me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the great good. Like the Mesil Sharm says, the real Hanoah, I make a Pashto Cheshem, a person lives to be Nana, the only Hanoah that's eternal and doesn't fade away with time and everything is Torah, Mitzvahs, Ruchnis, whatever you want to call it, and a person sits and he works on himself. Do I care that the other person is also has it? No. If it's a Maisa Mitzvah that gives me a Mo'olam Hava, so that goes into my Cheshem. So there's Talos and Tumor Chesed. But it's in my Tfisa of Toiv, HaTov is not part of it. I have a Tfisa that, listen, I know that I want to enjoy, and the person lives for Tainu. I'm wise enough to know that the only Tainu Amiti is davus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be nenem zev Hashchina, it's eternal, it's the ultimate tainuk, and that's why I do it. I do tayag mitzvah, it's included in that as chesed also. But the tfisa, that the toiv should be moilid a native, that the toiv should be want someone else, that was a unique tfisa of Avraham Avinu. There's even a way to say, a person can be very mean. A person himself, I'm a Baal Aliyah, and if other people are barking on my heels, they're also Baal Aliyah, it's kind of a little bit bothersome, and a person could be not a Toiv when it comes to Ruchnius also. Avraham Avinu was the Toiv Umeitiv, and since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida of the Sheirish of the world is, that's the darkery of a Toiv to be Meitiv, that someone who is Toiv is going to be a mative. So Avram's chesed wasn't a good midah, it was a description of the midas ha-toyv that was in Avram, that he was a mative. So the midah of toyv, the etzem, that is parallel to the toyv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the shirish of Riyah, it's the ultimate shirish thing in Avram, is a toyv that is mative. Another way of looking at it, another description of it is Toiv Ayin versus Tsar Ayin. A Toiv Ayin sees in things around himself that are blossoming good. It's the midah of darker Toiv to hate it. If I'm a Toiv, I like seeing things that are Toiv, and I'm happy when everybody else is happy, and I thrive when everyone else is thriving. And the derech of a tzarayin is to see that the toiv, my personal toiv is diminished when others are also in possession of it, of things like it, and kind of not have a particular interest or desire that anyone else be part of it. So we have an extraordinary splitting of the ways in the world of tov. There's a tov that is a mative, and that's mitzad the atzmius of the toiv, not just another mitzvah toiva amongst as many mitzvahs toiva is in an anav and a savlan and a pazin is also a mative. It's the toiv is a toiv that is mative, or toiv that's not mative. If we want to give another word for that, another description between these two midas, we would call one bracha and one klala. Bracha means the nature of things to reproduce. You plant seeds and the seeds blossom a hundredfold over. That's the siman of bracha, where the thing itself multiplies itself and keeps growing outwards. That is bracha. Klala is where the thing restricts itself. A land that's mekulal, you put in the seeds, all you have are seeds. Now that wraps also. But it doesn't multiply itself. It's not misrabe. It does not expand at all. That's bracha and klala, to bracha and klala. Canaan or Ham, when he did the Maisa of destroying the possibility of having another child, was the ultimate Sar Ayin. The understanding that the more you expand in the world, the less each chelik has, that's the hallmark of Sar Ayin, and that's why Canaan and that's why Ham was Niskalo. He became Klola, because his Metzius is Klola. The one who sees an expansion, a dilution, and a destruction of what is, will not expand, will not grow, will not have anything. The Avdus that was Nigz on him is a Mida Keneged Mida. You're worried that more people in the world diminish what other people have. You're right. So what you have doesn't belong to you either. Mashakana Evet Kana Rabbi is a direct result of that anhaga. Shem and Yefes don't think that way. But you feel that the next kid took away from the other two kids, fine. You will become an Evet to them, and Bemela, you're not taking away from them. In the meter that you're done, you're being needed. That was the klola of Canaan, and a child is an ultimate bracha. That's where a person is nisrabe, and this is where he's made to be nisrabe. So his son became also a klola. That was the sheirish of Toiv and Durak and the Bria. That was the sheirish of Chum and Canaan and so on. There's an interesting nekuda to this. It says the same medrash that we read now says that the reason why they're all called Canaan in Eretz Canaan is because they're all seicher, lashon tagorim. Their business in Canaan is a seicher, and the male they're called seicher. It's fine. It has to be relevant to their mahus and their midah. It's not, the Torah doesn't tell us very much information about the Canaanim. It doesn't tell us what beads they had and what pottery they used. None of that is important, and that's not something you can label in Umuli. If you're calling it Eretz Canaan because they happen to be business people, then the Mikra, that's what they do. That's not the lashon the Torah uses. The Torah uses a lashon that describes something teichnik and mahusnik. And the answer is, Canaan is used to describe business, usually as a derogatory term. And the reason is, in the world of economy works on two levels. The first level is when people grow things from the ground. They grow and they grow food and animals and so on and so forth. And that's where you have the world of bracha. The metzias that I can put a seed into the ground and I can grow a lot of food. So I take a few stalks and plant it in the ground and I have a field full of tavur. That's bracha. And that's in that level of economy. And therefore, the tefillah for bracha is the same bracha of the adama and so on. That's where we have the metzias of bracha. And say, with animals, that is barach, they have a lot of children, they have a lot of milk, they have a lot of eggs, and so on and so forth. The second level of economy is trading things for things. There is no bracha on that level. It's what is. There's X amount in the world of milk, and there's X amount of wool, and X amount of shoes, and so on and so forth, and I'm trading. So there a person is already dealing with things that are restricted. More than that, you find in Chazal that one of the brachas was nisukin. One of the brachas when Esther's nisukin connected the people that hoard tvua and shvor zroya resha. Hoarding was considered to be the yitzhara of the seichrim, because a seicher's value goes up the less everybody else has. When I'm growing food and I look at it, at the production of food, as being, that's my level of the economy, so the more food, everybody has more food, and there's more to go around, and everybody's happier. So when I grow food, not to sell, but to eat and to feed, so the bracha is, the more ribu there is, the more bracha there is, everybody gets more and everybody's happy. In mischer, the supply and demand dictates that there be a very small supply for me to prosper. And that's why the ra of seichrim is in people who hoard it to create artificial needs. In other words, the hoarding is part and parcel of the mid of Knan, because the mid of Knanius, in the sense of business, lies in the lack of supply in the world around. And that's why they're all Knanim, as a reflection of this Mida of Tzorasai. So we have Eretz Yisrael is Nitfas in the land of the Tzorai. Let's understand why or how. The central point of Eretz Yisrael is the Harabayas, the Yishalayim, Harabayas. Central point of Harabayas is the Eved Shesia, that it says Shemimenu Hushtas Ha'olam. The world was built on the Eved Shesia. The Eved Shesia is the Nekuda from which the world emanates on. So the expansion, the Hatava, the Bracha of the world lies in that Nekuda. Zeluma said that wherever there's a strong makam of toiv, there's mislabish on it, a strong element of ra. So the klipa, the bear that comes and crushes, who tries to crush that toiv, would be Knan. In other words, the Eretz Knan is built around the makam of ultimate hashpa outwards, hatava. And the ra that's a slavish on it is Sarasayan of that, Eliezer and so on, of Knan and Chum, etc. Now, when Kal Yisrael, the bias of a person is the place where a person is Koivea his. The bias is the boundary that includes his. Chatzer Shaldam is Koinaloi. Automatically, it don't need a Maisikin. That which is in my Rishus is Nikna to me. That's Kilu, my Metzias, and my Metzias is Koil, everything that falls into it. And anyone else can't trespass over it. So the house becomes a Mokom of mine. And Chazal Darshit, when they say that it comes with Tzorasayin, they're medayik the pasuk, a very strange lashon. It says Asher Loi Habayis, the one who has a house. So Chazal say the one who is extremely possessive about his house. His house is the loy of his is put into that house. So the person who comes to Eretz Knan and has the Knan needed to himself is the one that the Nigi button comes for. It's a very interesting, very sharp variety for Tolly Rapshitza. He says that Tsaras is Oisis Tsaras Ayin. The Ayin is a play on the word Ayin, an eye, and the Ayin in the word Tsaras. that Tzoras Ayin is, in other words, in Tzoras itself, Tzoras Ayin is Beruah. And the truth is, we once spoke about it, even for personal Negoyim, even for personal Negoyim, the Tzoras Ayin is an important component to it, because it's something that is, when you want to knock somebody, the dynamics of knocking other people is always because you feel that someone else being held in esteem, it lowers your value. If everybody's smart, so we're all smart, so what? So I'm not miyuchad. But if I can tell you that this person's stupid, then by default, I'm chosher. In other words, lashon hara includes in itself the basic understanding that my stocks rise and fall by supply and demand. So for all good people, so being a good person, nothing terribly big, and b'meila metatesa, you know, I'm not somebody special. It's wanting to be somebody special, and the herring, the balgaiva pushes himself, but he doesn't think the balgaiva mitzad gaiva itself. If I'm a rashke b'hag, you're rashke b'hag, he's rashke b'hag, doesn't bother me. The baal lashon hara understands that for all rashke b'hagim, we're back to square one again. Unless I succeed in explaining if you are maratzim, my being rashke b'hag doesn't do anything. So in a certain sense, that applies as well to the goyim, to the goyim proper, that the tzoras ayin should be, but it expresses itself in lashon hara and so on. That was Eretz Knan b'Torahs, the Knan Shaboy. That was the midah of Knan of Tzoras Ayin, and that was the Asher Loyabai, is the person himself who is tough as that. We asked, is it a good or is it a bad thing? The muscle. It says in the pasuk that if the parasha of Arayis, next week's parasha, that if you oisik in Arayis, Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael will spit you out, and it says you should be k'toshim, v'leisakar, eschem, kashakos, sagoy, and so on. In other words, Eretz Yisrael itself is a makom kodesh that's not sable things that are not kodesh. It's not sable Tzoras Ayin. So if you're the Tzoras Ayin, Klal Yisrael, the Tzoras Ayin, Chas V'Shalom, it becomes bad for them. If the Kanaimis put it in their houses, that's also, it's Tzoras Ayin. You know, the land spits it out because it's Tzoras Ayin. Since they were the Tzoras Ayin, us, it's Taiv. But it's the Pshad is, the Nega is one thing. Just like Eretz Yisrael is not Seibel Arayas from people, it's not Seibel Tzoras Ayin. And B'meila, any example of Tzoras Ayin will be spit out. If the Yisrael is Tzoras Ayin, then they have to go through the process, and what happens is everybody sees the Tzoras Ayin, because that's what Roya Abai is, everybody sees the Kelim he takes out. If the Knaini was a Tzoras Ayin, it's Megala, he's my friend. You have to say that the Knaini was a Pshat, because they ran away, and they hid the Kelim so that Gamliloi Gamlocholoi. I don't want you either to have. So b'meila, that's the concrete example of a Tzoras Ayin, and b'meila, it's the bias is not savely. That's the, and the bias itself, Avraham Avinu took the bias and was machnis everybody into the bias. He took away the possessiveness of the Kinyan Chatzah and Fakir. The bias was pasuach in all tzadim, and he brought everybody into the bias, so that's why Avram was the simin of Hatova of Toivayin coming from the bias, and vice versa. When the bias becomes a place that shuts everybody else out, it becomes the focal point of Tzoras Ayin and so on. Let's go to the Nekudas HaTikun Shavoy. Eliezer was Moisa Nefesh for Avraham Avinu, and he was an Eved Nemod all the way through. That's very good. Those are very big milas, very big midas, and so on. But specifically the place where Avraham Avinu, the place where Eliezer became a Baruch, was in a place where his own Ratzon, where his own getting came into clash with Avraham's getting. Chazal say he had a daughter and he wanted Yitzchak as a son-in-law, and somebody else was taking Yitzchak away. So the tfisa of a Tsar Ayin is the reason why Yitzchak is not my son-in-law is because he's Besu'al's son-in-law. That's the tfisa of a Tsar Ayin. It's a much sharper fighting loyally on the side of Avraham is Mesir Snefesh. That's a very, very hard thing. That's very, very good. But the nekuda of saying my loss has nothing to do with Besu'al's gain, that's where he became a Baruch. In other words, where he stopped understanding his own lack being the result of someone else's having, that's where he became a Baruch. It's very interesting. This is the Smichas HaParsha to the Akedah. The act of Avraham in the Akedah carried many, many great things to it. There was also the Lashon in the Torah, the Pasuk is, it was ki'ilu kaviyachol, a struggle between HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want Yitzchak, he should become an oiler for me, and Avraham wants it for himself. The point means you did not withhold him from me. He didn't say you're willing to kill him. The nekuda was, there was in a certain aspect, a certain facet, it was the ultimate toiv ayin. The most precious thing in the world I have is my son, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bring him to me, and he's willing to do it. That was Avraham at his pinnacle of toiv ayin. Eliezer followed through, and then when he had his own ability to become, Eliezer would have gone down in Torah as Avraham's mechutin, and now it's Besu'al as Avraham's mechutin. And understanding that his not being Avraham's mechutin has nothing to do with Besu'al's being Avraham's mechutin, that phase, that made a transition from Ara to Bara. The Kohanim, it says that the Kohen is the one that comes and looks at the Goyim. The Pasuk says, the Gemara says in Saita that you should give bracha. If the shayla who should be mezamin, who should be mevarech, you should give it to a toiv ayin, to somebody that sees, to somebody who's a toiv ayin, and like it says, the pasuk toiv ayin who yevarech. Somebody who's a toiv ayin can really bench, not begrudgingly. If I'm a tzara, I can't let loose with all the brachas because I feel whatever I give you, I take away from myself. A toiv ayin there is bracha that what's coming out is not mechasa what's in the sherish. So toiv ayin shimvorek. Kohanim, the musig of bracha as a permanent entity in Chai Shol was given to Shevet Kehuna. The Shevet Kehuna is the mevarchim of Chai Shol. Kohisivarchim. So Bal Karchach, that the midah of Toiv Ayin is that midah. That's why it says La'eni HaKoyen, that the Koyen is the one, his eye is the one who evaluates the Tzaras and so on. Aaron HaKoyen himself, Rav and Samach B'Livoy, he could have said to himself, you know, if my brother Moshe wasn't around, I'd be the Navi. Moshe's getting the Nevuah is taken from me. Aaron said, no. If I don't have the Nevuah, I don't have the Nevuah because I don't have the Nevuah. And if Moshe has Nevuah, it wasn't taken from me and given to him. He has Nevuah because he has Nevuah. The opposite of Kain and Hevel, the opposite of Chacham, and so on. The Aaron HaKoyen was the Atzmius of Toiv Ayin. He Verov of the Samach B'Livoy, and he became the Mevarech and Kol Yisrael of the Kaiser Baruch and so on. For us, it's an Inyan that pervades almost all elements of Avodas Hashem. It's the area, it's the Nekuda where Bein Adam Chaver and Bein Adam Mokim should meet. If a person is serious about his learning and his davening and everything else, And he doesn't, and he's not a giving person. So he needs to ask himself, since it says that it's the derech me'atoiv lehetiv, and that's the side v'sheirish of our Kach Baruch created the Bria, then how toiv is my toiv if I'm not interested in sharing it? If I feel that somebody else being mitzdayan is taking away from me, then it's not the pshat, this is good, this is good, this is good, this is a midah that needs a tikkun. There's something missing in the sheirish. Then is it the toiv in the learning, or is it just another feather in the cap? Some people pride themselves on the college they went to. Some people pride themselves on the game they play. Some people pride themselves on the yeshiva they went to, on the yeshivas that they mentioned in learning, whatever. Where's it being yoinik from? Toiv is if it's toiv from the atmis of toiv, then hatava is its corollary. It comes with it. The shayrish tikamida of HaKadosh Baruch in the Bria was a toiv that's mated. Avraham Avinu founded Klal Yisrael not on toiv, but on a toiv that's mated. Shem and Chom are accomplished people and big tzaddikim. Shem and Eva. They were people who were accomplished and in their own personal tzaddikim. But there wasn't enough of the knach of being mated, so that there's a chisaris, so they're not mentioned. I mean, they're mentioned in the Torah is minimal. And Chazal tell us to flesh out more what they were, but that's it. The sheirish of Saras Ayin wound its way into the world through Canaan, through all those dehairs that whatever anybody else has is of my cheshbon, and therefore, if I want to have, I have to make sure others don't have it. That was the midrash of Chum and Knan that brought Abbas into the world and so on. The when a person understands for himself to be Zeche and Bracha, for a person to be it's very different. Our tefisa is if I can't give because I don't have, whether it's in money, whether it's in learning, whether it's time, whether it's emotional empathy. I don't have. I have my own things to worry about. I can't. If I'll have a lot, I'll give. You'll never have a lot. Because everything that you're giving is always in your cheshbon. The person whose attitude is that he being a mashpia is what a person is be'etzim. So what I gave is my gain as well. That person becomes a bracha. Avraham Avinu's bracha was veyei bracha. The one who was toifis that on Hagar was Aaron HaKoyen, who the hair that the other person's godless had nothing to do fakir. The other person's godless is net gain for the world, net gain for me, and it's not a loss for me. He became an entity of toiv ayin yivarech. The toiv ayin of is the one who gives bracha. People who have toiv ayin, everything they touch turns to gold. They because they become a mocker for hashpo without stop. The stopping, the holding in is a hallmark of tzaras ayin, and that becomes klola. The person whose nature is toiv ayin becomes a mocker for bracha. He becomes a shevet that became a varchim. Every day, these people could get up and be mashpia bracha on Klal Yisrael. Those people that the bias became the bias of Ram and not the low bias, their bias becomes the mocker for hashpah on Klal Yisrael and becomes a shevet of bracha on Klal Yisrael.